When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Whispers from the Dark, the Bennington Triangle. I am Raven Vale, and tonight, the Whispers from the Dark lead us away from the murky currents of the Mississippi, deep into the ancient, brooding wilderness of Vermont. Here, amidst the rugged peaks of the Green Mountains, lies a place shrouded in an almost palpable mystery, a geographical enigma known only as the Bennington Triangle. It is a region where the veil between worlds seems thin, where the earth itself holds secrets, and where a chilling series of disappearances have defied all logical explanation, leaving behind only echoes and a profound, unsettling silence. Our journey into this perplexing wilderness begins in the mid-20th century, specifically between 1945 and 1950, a concentrated period of baffling vanishings that cemented the Bennington Triangle's sinister reputation. This isn't a place marked by smiling faces or urban graffiti. Instead, its signature is the chilling absence of any trace, swallowed whole by the unforgiving, dense forest. The triangle itself is an ill-defined area in southwestern Vermont, roughly centered around Glastonbury Mountain, a desolate, often forbidding peak known for its harsh weather, treacherous terrain, and a long history of native legends and settler superstitions. Once a bustling logging town, Glastonbury was largely abandoned by the early 20th century, its decaying structures and overgrown roads adding to its eerie, desolate atmosphere. The first, and perhaps most iconic, disappearance occurred on December 1, 1945. A seasoned hunter and mountain guide, Middy Rivers, a man intimately familiar with every treacherous path and hidden crevice of Glastonbury Mountain, vanished without a trace. Middy, a robust 74-year-old, was leading a group of four hunters when he decided to get ahead of them on a familiar trail. He was never seen again. The ground was covered in a light, fresh snowfall, yet no tracks, no signs of struggle, no indication of his direction could be found beyond his initial, clear footprints. It was as if the mountain itself had simply swallowed him whole, a chilling, inexplicable vanishing act that defied the logic of a man so skilled in the wilderness. The extensive search that followed yielded nothing but frustrating, empty silence. Just 1 year later, on December 1st, 1946, almost to the day, an 18-year-old college student named Paula Jean Weldon disappeared. Paula, a vibrant, adventurous sophomore at Bennington College, had decided to hike along the Long Trail, a challenging wilderness path that skirts Glastonbury Mountain. She was seen by several witnesses, including a local couple who confirmed her presence on the trail. She wore a distinctive red jacket, a small splash of color against the muted winter landscape. But as dusk descended, Paula failed to return. A massive, desperate search was launched, involving hundreds of volunteers, state police, and even the FBI. The search continued for weeks, combing every inch of the rugged terrain, yet not a single trace of Paula, no jacket, no footprints, no personal belongings, was ever found. It was as if she had simply stepped off the face of the earth, leaving behind only a profound, agonizing void. The eerie pattern continued. On December 1st, 1949, a veteran named James E. Tetford, traveling by bus from St. Albans to Bennington, vanished from a moving vehicle. He had been visiting relatives and was on his way back to the Bennington soldiers' home. Witnesses on the bus confirmed seeing him at the last stop before Bennington. His belongings were still on the bus, but James Tetford himself was gone. The bus had not made any unscheduled stops, and the windows were closed. How could a man simply disappear from a confined space, surrounded by other passengers, without a single sound or struggle? This particular vanishing added a terrifying, almost surreal layer to the Bennington Triangle's dark reputation, suggesting a force capable of snatching individuals even from seemingly secure environments. The final and equally baffling disappearance occurred on October 12, 1950. Paul Jeffson, an 8-year-old boy, was with his mother on a farm near the Triangle. His mother had stepped away briefly to tend to some hogs, leaving Paul playing near a small, open shed. When she returned just minutes later, Paul was gone. Despite the immediate and widespread search, involving local residents and law enforcement, the boy was never found. The area was not expansive, and an 8-year-old could not have simply vanished into thin air. The speed and completeness of his disappearance were profoundly unsettling, mirroring the inexplicable nature of the previous cases. These 5 disappearances, concentrated within a 5-year span, and all occurring around the same desolate mountain, fueled a terrifying local legend and, eventually, broader conspiracy theories. The official explanations, often citing exposure, falls, or simply getting lost, felt woefully inadequate to the families and to those who had witnessed the baffling circumstances. How could experienced woodsmen, strong young adults, and even a child vanish so completely, leaving no trace, no clue, no whisper of their fate? The conspiracy theories surrounding the Bennington Triangle are as varied and unsettling as the disappearances themselves. Some whisper of interdimensional portals or vortexes, suggesting that the area is a gateway to another reality, a place where individuals can inadvertently step into an unseen dimension, never to return. The sheer completeness of the vanishings, the lack of any physical evidence, lends a chilling plausibility to such fantastical notions. For those who believe, the mountain isn't just a physical place, it's a living entity, a hungry maw that occasionally opens to consume the unwary. Others point to cryptids or unknown creatures lurking in the deep, unexplored recesses of Glastonbury Mountain, legends of the Bennington Monster or other elusive, predatory beings have circulated for generations. Tales of ancient, malevolent entities that prey upon those who dare to trespass too deeply into their domain. The idea of a non-human predator, capable of snatching victims without leaving a trace, offers a terrifying, primal explanation for the perplexing lack of evidence. A darker, more terrestrial theory involves a serial killer or group of killers operating with chilling efficiency in the remote wilderness. This theory posits that the disappearances are homicides, meticulously executed by an individual or individuals who know the terrain intimately and are adept at disposing of bodies without leaving any forensic trace. The timing of the disappearances, often around the late fall, early winter, could suggest a seasonal hunter or a group that uses the harsh weather and dense foliage to their advantage, ensuring that any evidence is quickly obscured or destroyed. The Bennington Triangle remains an open wound in the fabric of unsolved mysteries. The official files may be closed, the searches long abandoned, but for the families of the vanished, and for those of us who listen to the whispers from the dark, the questions persist, echoing through the desolate valleys and across the silent peaks of Glastonbury Mountain. The powerful, ancient wilderness holds its secrets tightly, and perhaps some mysteries are simply not meant to be solved by mortal hands. And so, the shadows lengthen, and the whispers grow louder, more insistent. The chilling tale of the Bennington Triangle, with its perplexing disappearances and haunting theories, remains an open wound in the fabric of our reality. The search for truth, like the wilderness itself, is a relentless, winding journey, often fraught with unseen dangers and profound, unsettling mysteries. And sometimes, the most terrifying truths are the ones that refuse to be officially acknowledged.